Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure.
Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Earn Your Leisure is now part of the Black Effect Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Rashad Bilal.
And I am Troy Millings, and we are the hosts of the Earn Your Leisure podcast, where we give you the behind-the-scenes look into the world of business and finance with exclusive interviews with the people who are actually making the money.
From the biggest shark on Shark Tank to the brains behind Rockefeller Records, Earn Your Leisure gives you inside access to the biggest in the game. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Find Earn Your Leisure on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Now every customer, both new and existing, get the same great deal on the best devices.
Hey, 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 everyone. It's Suhaiti here. Love Suhaiti, as some people call me. And this is Love Suhaiti, talk served raw. Ooh, raw, what does that mean? Basically, I just wanted to have a podcast here on Revolver that was just as candid, as authentic as I am. That means we are not going to hold our tongues. There's not going to be any political correctness. You can say and do and think what you want as long as it's legal. And trust me, I can sometimes get in trouble because of the things that I say, but I've never been arrested. So you are safe here with me as you are listening to Love Suhaiti here on Revolver Podcast. Yes, Love Suhaiti, talk served raw. And I'm super excited for this podcast and the launch of this podcast because I have been on radio before. I was on Sirius XM. I had my show Love Suhaiti on American Latino Radio, channel 154. And although I had a lot of freedom, I did feel sometimes that I had to be contained. I was told not to say certain things. I was told not to curse, even though I'm trying not to curse just in general because I have a baby. I have a 6-month old. I'm not that bad with cursing. It's not like I curse like a sailor, but sometimes, you know, I say a coñazo and carajo and, you know, vagina, because yes, my boss at American Latino Radio on Sirius XM thought the vagina was like, ooh, a taboo word. Not here. Vagina. We're going to say all that and more here on Love Suhaiti, talk served raw on Revolver Podcast. So as I was saying, I had a show on Sirius XM. It's actually still running. If you have Sirius XM, you will hear my reruns still because, there's no new shows. Nothing's being recorded. I kind of just had a show and then I stopped having a show. I had the baby. But before I had the baby and I was still pregnant, the show, the management, there was some issues. Nobody really knows what happened. So, hey, former boss, if you're listening and you're okay, you know, like, send me a Morse code, an email, a text. So I know that you're alive because my boss literally dropped off the face of the planet. No one at the studio, at the station knows what happened to him. All the hosts and the producers and even the audio engineer has no idea where this guy is. Needless to say, I had no job once I had the baby and all that. I was also a host on Latina.com. My web series was called Ask Suhaiti, and I dished on love, sex, and relationships. People wrote to me and asked me questions on love, sex, and dating, and I answered as truthfully and bluntly as I often do. So yes, I'm going to be able to answer your questions here. You can email me at suhaiti@lovesuhaiti.com. By the way, Suhaiti is spelled S-U-J-E-I-R-Y. Yes, it's complicated. Blame my Dominican mother. Also, my social media, @lovesuhaiti. That's love, spelled love, S-U-J-E-I-R-Y. Memorize it, like it, follow it. And asks me anything, and maybe, just maybe, I will answer your questions on the show, or you can be a co-host. More on the co-host possibility later on. But yes, I'm going to keep going on a tangent, because that's what I do. I had my web series on Latina.com. I loved it. I had a really good time doing it, but I stopped working for Latina in September, a couple of months after I had my baby. Listen, after I had my baby, everything changed. I felt like my life was beginning, because I was a mom, so I'm going through like this new phase in life. But I also felt like my life was over as a career woman, as a go-getter, as a creative, because as a mom, you just don't have the same time. And I'm a stay-at-home mom, a work-from-home mom. You know, daycare is expensive, people. So whatever we have to do to take care of the baby and me still work, that's what we do. I have a career that obviously gives me the luxury to do that. I'm very lucky and very fortunate. But I also have a career that's very fickle because it is a career in creative and media, and I'm an independent contractor. So Latina basically let me go. They let a lot of people go last year. I just had the baby. And not only did I just have the baby, ladies and gentlemen, mi gente, I had a subarachnoid hemorrhage after having the baby. 4 weeks later, a month from motherhood, literally, I was still breastfeeding. I had a brain bleed. That is a hemorrhage. That is considered a stroke. I was changing my baby, and all of a sudden, I had this headache that went from 0 to 100. I felt like I was dying, and literally, I could have died. It's terrifying to think about it. I'm so happy that I came out healthy. You know, the tunnel was bright, and it was like, don't fall into the light. So Haiti, keep coming, come to the light, don't fall. So yes, very happy to be alive, very happy to be able to be here with my baby. But I had a really rough summer because after the subarachnoid hemorrhage, I still had headaches for a couple of weeks, debilitating headaches. I was crying every day, literally on drugs all the time. I couldn't really take care of my new baby. Thankfully, I had the help of my mom, my future in-laws, and my fiance, and obviously I had friends and family that were really supportive during the time. But at this time, I was also going through a little bit of postpartum because I couldn't be the mother that I thought that I was going to be and that I wanted to be, which is like a rock star mom with an awesome career, you know, having my baby in a bouncer, you know, jumping up and down while I work. I had this vision of what it was to be a mom and a career woman, and it just didn't turn out to be that way. So I definitely had a little bit of postpartum depression, especially after the subarachnoid hemorrhage, and especially after a month after the hemorrhage, I got shingles, people. I am a 38 going on 39 year old woman who had shingles, and I still have post shingles pain, which I'm going to talk about at another show. I think I need a show on shingles, just on shingles, so people understand how debilitating shingles is. And yes, if you had the chicken pox, you can get the shingles. I call it the shingles to make it more dramatic because it's a pain in the ass. Shingles sucks, and you don't have to be old to get it. So yeah, with all this stuff happening, all these health problems, and I'm someone that has never been hospitalized. I never had a health scare in my life. I never spent the night at a hospital, never had surgery. The worst thing that happened to me was that I sprained my ankle when I was 22 years old. So after having a clean bill of health, then having all these health problems, having a C-section, you know, emergency C-section, which was my first surgery, and then having to basically not be able to take care of my baby, being depressed, not being able to keep breastfeeding, even though that's going to be another show. I really hated breastfeeding, people. Parents, moms, breastfeeding is hard. I mean, it's like the hardest thing I've ever had to do, and I loathed it. But again, that's for another show. But I had to keep going, man. All these setbacks and all these knockdowns, like, man, cocotazo after cocotazo. I had to keep going, and I found a way to keep going because of my baby, because of my drive, because, shit, there's no other choice in this life, you know? Like, si uno se queda atrás, that's it. Like, you're gonna slow down and sit down and cry all day, every day for 365 days of the year. Your ass is going to be left behind, you know, te va a quedar atrás. And that's not the person that I am. That's not my personality whatsoever. So things look differently. Yes, my life was different. And I lost pretty much what I felt was everything, but gained everything. I lost my career. I really did, people. I lost a dream job of being on the radio. I've wanted to be on radio and have my own show for decades. I interned at La Mega. Shout out to Carolina Cadillo. She gave me my first internship, and she's actually also on Revolut podcast. Check out her show, the Carolina Cadillo show. Carolina Cadillo. Why did I say that like a gringa? And I also had a guest spot on a show on Exitos 93.9 FM in Los Angeles. So I've been wanting to do radio for a really long time, and I got this opportunity after manifesting this opportunity. What do I mean by manifesting? So I am a believer of the power of manifestation and the law of attraction. When I lived in Los Angeles for 1 year in 2013, I moved back to New York City in 2014 after getting a gig on FYI's Married at First Sight. It was actually called The Love Experiment. I didn't know I was going to get married at first sight, so I turned it down. But if that opportunity brought me back to New York City, which brought me to my man, my fiance, which brought me to Sirius XM. But in LA, I had a guest spot on Exitosa 3.9 FM. When I found out that I was going to move back to New York for FYI, for the show that I thought was going to launch my reality television career and my TV career and branch me out and really like open so many doors and something I've been working towards for a really long time, I came back and that wasn't the case. But while in LA and being on the radio, I was like, damn, I still want to do radio even though I'm doing FYI. I still really want to, you know, I'm always going to want to do radio. I'm a radio personality. I love talking into the mic. I light up when it says on air, you know, even when I'm just talking to myself in the kitchen. I'm very entertaining. I entertain myself and make myself laugh all the time. Hence today's show, my first podcast, I decided for it to just be you and me so you really can get to know me and get to know my flavor and what I'm going to be doing on Love Sue Haiti Talk Serve Raw here on Revolver Podcast. So I came back with this vision. I'm going to be on FYI and I'm going to be on the radio. And I just thought, SiriusXM. SiriusXM is national. All these people all over would be able. Oh, I'm going to cough. Oh, sorry, people. I need water. Agua. Agua. assistant. There's no assistant here. It's just me. It's just me in my studio and my baby. My baby can't get me water because he's only 6 months old. Breathe, Suhaiti. This is real life. Like I said, and on the show, I'm going to be authentically me, even if it means I'm choking and I have no one to do the Heimlich maneuver on me. So again, I'm better now. SiriusXM was on just at the top of my mind. And it was just like, I visioned and I manifested it. And I remember sitting down one day in front of my computer, just writing all my goals and all the things that I wanted to do. And I said, okay, FYI, I'm going to move to New York. I'm going to get this show. And guess what? I'm going to be on air again. And that's going to be SiriusXM. And I took the logo of SiriusXM and I put it on my vision board. And I just knew it. I knew it. I knew it in my gut. Every pore, everything. I just knew it was going to come to be. And it came to be. It just did. I applied to be a producer on the show on SiriusXM on this channel. And they saw my experience and offered me a show instead. So the power of manifestation is a real thing, people. And I actually am going to have a manifestation workshop. It's going to be national. No, I'm not going to go all over the country because I have a 6-month-old. And again, I'm not trying to pay for childcare. But I'm going to have it on lovesuhaiti.com, my website. I will be launching a webinar to help you manifest the life, the career, the love that you want. So that's just a touch and a taste of how I have manifested the love and the career. Well, the career at this point. The love I manifested when I came back to New York on vacation one day. It was Thanksgiving 2013. And it was, I believe in astrology and I believe in everything, you know, magical and mystical. Blame my Latinas, people. I used to get my barajas read. You know, I was obsessed with psychics, those Dominican and Latino psychics. And I would go and they would read my barajas and they would like light a candle and, you know, tell me that I was cursed, that I was cursed. And I had to get like a bath of blood to get. I'm exaggerating. But yes, they told me I was cursed and I was never going to find love that was reciprocal because at the time I didn't have love that was reciprocal and I didn't think that I deserved love that I was reciprocal. Another show, another time, something else to get into here on Love Sue Haiti Talks of Raw and Revolver Podcast. But that Thanksgiving break 2013, it was the full moon of some star sign, and I believe in making full moon wishes. So I was in Columbus Circle. It was a beautiful day in New York. You know, Columbus Circle, if you've never been and you're not listening from New York City, is so gorgeous during the holidays. Like there's lights and, you know, the trees don't have leaves, but it's just gorgeous, you know, it's just so festive. So I stood under a tree with all the lights on and I wish and I said, I'm going to have a reciprocal, healthy relationship with the love of my life. And I listed all the things that I was looking for. A Latino man, a man that was mixed because I love men who are mixes because I've always wanted a mixed baby. A man who could dance salsa, a man who, you know, is supportive and who is friendly and who is okay with my career and who will really just be able to survive wherever I throw him. I wanted to be with a man that if it was a museum or whether it was a party, or whether it was a campo, the campo in the Dominican Republic. Shout out to Dominican Republic. My family in Tenares, in the campo of Los Naranjos. That's where my family's from. My parents are from, even though I was born in New York. I wanted a man that was going to be able to survive anywhere that I threw him. And no lie, like not even 6 months later, I met and started dating Dave, aka Boo, as I call him, April 10th, 2014. That's our anniversary. Only 2 months after moving to New York and only about 7 months from manifesting him. Aha, the power of manifestation. So yes, webinar coming soon on lovesuhaiti.com. So yeah, I've manifested all these great things, but again, baby, subarachnoid hemorrhage, feeling like my life was over, depression. I was like, holy shit, life is tough right now. I am not happy. Things are miserable. And like 2016 was a rough year, people. Let's keep it real. 2016 was no easy feat for anyone. I mean, Donald Trump as our presidente. Ay, Dios mío. I'm about to get a heart attack already just thinking about it. That he has actually like been, like he's inaugurated. He is the real deal. The real deal. Unless he gets impeached from here to then. Who knows? Who knows what happens? Anyway, yeah, my life was a mess. I was a hot ass mess. You know how telenovelas, if you watch soap operas, I don't watch soap operas, but my mother watches soap operas on Telemundo and Univision. And I always catch a glimpse of them whenever I go visit her, when I lived with her. And there's this ugly telenovela cry. You see her like sliding down a wall. Tears, mascara running down, raccoon eyes. Yeah, that was me for a long time. And yeah, 2017 is better. I have this podcast. I have my health back. At the end of 2016, unfortunately, I had another health scare, but I don't even want to talk about it because I'm back to my old self again. I feel like my old self again. And I'm really excited to just bring you this show, Love So Haiti, talk served raw. Yes. We're gonna get crazy up in here. So one thing that I actually want to talk about today also is how you listeners, anyone who wants to be on air with me, will have the opportunity to be a co-host. Yes, you're gonna be able to not sit with me, because unless you want to troop it to Long Island, most people don't want to ever troop it to Long Island. Most people either want to be in New York City or they just want to be at home wherever they are. No one wants to troop it to Long Island when it's cold. Hell no. I don't even want to be here when it's cold. So anyone who's listening, New York, Miami, Boston, freaking Dubai, unless you have to speak English though, can have the opportunity to be my co-host on Love So Haiti Talks to Raw here on Revolver. The contest is pretty simple. I'm posting it on social media. That's what it's called. I'm posting it on social media, and I actually started posting it already on social media. So you can go to my Instagram at Love So Haiti for all the details and everything having to do with this contest to co-host Love So Haiti Talks to Raw with me. And you're not going to be my permanent co-host. Don't get your hopes up. You're basically going to be my guest co-host. I can't talk today. And I think it's because I'm so excited. And because I need water. Water. Why didn't I put some water in my studio, like here? Like, why did I think that talking for 30 some odd minutes without water was going to be a good look? I don't know. I'm just trying to wing it. I'm trying to be as raw and authentic as possible, even if it means being parched. I'm really, really thirsty and I'm really hungry, by the way, but I can't stop. I must go in. The show must go on. So guest co-host, yes. Check out the details on lovesuhaiti.com. Check out the details on Instagram. Basically, you're going to have the opportunity to tell me why you would be an awesome co-host here. And just for the day, think live and Kelly with whoever. You know, like she had that co-host contest in 2016 where anyone and everyone from all over submitted a video and they said why they would be an awesome co-host. And she chose a co-host and he's actually been on a couple of times and he's really great. And I'm not Kelly Ripa, but I'm pretty awesome. I'm sweaty. And it will be so much fun to banter with you and just talk about everything and anything here on this podcast on Love So Haiti. Yeah, so do it. Tell me why. Email me at suhaiti@lovesuhaiti.com. Share why you want to be a co-host. Share a video. And not everyone's going to be able to go live. Let me tell you something. If you submit yourself to be a co-host and you're on the other end of the line co-hosting with me and you are terrible, I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna be like, excuse me, why are you on here? Why did you want to come on the show again? I'm gonna keep it real 100%, and I might embarrass you. I'm not gonna lie. If you suck, I might tell you you suck. And if you think I suck, tell me too. Just contact me. I love Suhaiti. It's not a problem. I have thick skin. A little bit. I am kind of sensitive. I don't know about y'all, but I feel like I have multiple personalities sometimes. I am so tough in certain things, and I'm so sensitive with other things. And I feel like a lot of women are like that. I think it's like a woman, you know, empowerment, maybe a city thing. I can be a go-getter in business. I can just like kick open doors, and I'm super confident in what I'm doing with my writing and on radio and on TV. I just go there and I'm like, yeah, llegué yo. But when it comes to my personal life, when it comes to my romantic relationships and sometimes my friendships, I'm a hot mess. Not as much as before, but I'm just very sensitive and I have sensitive skin. And I wonder if everyone else feels the same. I don't know what it is. But I do think it's maybe like the superwoman syndrome. I think a lot of women feel like they have to have it all. And we should be able to have it all, but I don't know if we can have it all at once. That's kind of what I'm realizing. Can we have it all at once, ladies? Tell me. I'm starting to doubt it because it's just really difficult to balance everything when you don't have the help. And it takes a village, right? So I actually recently wrote a post on lovesuhaiti.com about how I'm terrified to ask for help. And it's because I'm terrified to be seen as weak. And it makes no sense, right? It's crazy. Why would asking for help equate to weakness? A lot of it has to do with my childhood, and I'm not going to go into it. But I just think that we are programmed in the United States, especially, and, you know, as go-getter career women, that we have to just kind of, like, keep it together for the family, for the career. And funny enough, I just had this conversation with someone about going in for a job gig, and I couldn't do it at the time because I didn't have a babysitter for Evan, for my son. And this guy told me, well, why don't you just tell them that you don't have a babysitter? And I said, and women who are moms especially will relate, well, if I tell them that I don't have a babysitter, they're going to assume that I'm always going to have a problem finding babysitting. And then they're going to assume, like, it's just going to be like a domino effect. Like, oh, she's a mom. Oh, she's not going to be flexible. Oh, she's not going to be someone that we can count on all the time. Maybe we shouldn't give her the job. So having it all it's not possible. And I can't believe I'm saying that. The woman who is all about manifestation is saying that she can't have it all. I can't have it all. You can't have it all. But maybe just not at the same time. So I just sometimes feel like no matter how hard I work, what I try to accomplish, and how much I try to overcompensate, which I do try to overcompensate a lot, especially here at home. Like recently I was, I felt really guilty because the baby's laundry is like through the roof. Like it literally is like already to the ceiling because I haven't had time to do laundry. And Boo really helps me with the baby. He's an awesome dad. But I felt like, oh my God, I work from home. Yes, I do a lot, but I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm a work-from-home mom. Why am I not, like, doing his laundry on a consistent basis? Why are the groceries not there, like, every 2 weeks? Like, my refrigerator isn't always stocked. Like, I try to cook every day, like, you know, because I put this pressure on myself, and a lot of women put this pressure on themselves to just kind of do everything and to be everything for everyone. And I think a lot of it also has to do with the fact that I'm first generation Dominican, first generation Puerto, whatever you are. If you're first generation and you're a woman, I feel that there's so much more pressure because our parents don't speak the language. Perhaps they eat a different food. They, you know, celebrate holidays differently. Whatever the case, you're kind of like the American, right? You're the first generation. You're the one that's plowing ahead. My parents didn't have much. My mom graduated. No, she actually didn't graduate high school. She just did her 9th grade. My father just finished elementary school. He didn't even go to junior high. So I'm here, first generation, born in New York. All these opportunities. My mom came here. met my dad. Well, actually, she met my dad in Dominican Republic, but they got married here, right? They reconnected, got married here. But then she was a single mom, 3 kids. So it's like, what excuse do I have not to accomplish the things that she wanted me to accomplish and that I have set for myself to accomplish? Like, when I pretty much have so much access and all this resource. I know the language. I didn't come in Oyola. I didn't, like, swim here. My mom didn't swim here, though. She did take a plane. She was legal. But still, like, I didn't have as many obstacles as my mom did. And first-generation Americans don't have as many obstacles as their parents do. So there is this pressure, I think, for first-generation Americans, especially women, to do so much more and accomplish so much, not only for themselves, but also for their family, for their ancestors, for the people who are left behind, for everything our family, our parents have sacrificed. And in my case, you know, my sister is a perfect example of someone who busts her ass to have it all. Like, she's like power, you know, house, career woman, you know, she's like the VP of something and something and Wells Fargo. Listen, when it comes to business, all the titles sound the same to me. I'm like, you do what? Okay, corporate America. That's all I see. Corporate America. But, you know, she has a house. She moved to South Carolina. Beautiful house. Beautiful family. A daughter. And she's always been, you know, super helpful to my family. Like, she helped my mom get a house down there. She helps her financially. You know, this is a plight that she's kind of taken on because, you know, who else is going to, you know, she has had to forge ahead and create this life for herself to help my mom and to help, you know, the family. And eventually what happens is your first generation, her daughter, my son, your daughter, your son, whoever's listening, who's first generation and who's like doing the thing, you know, their life is going to get easier. And then our grandkids and our grand grandkids, like the life gets easier. But I gotta say, man, to get there, we have a lot of the burden. We have a lot of the burden culturally, socially. The message is you're in America, you're a woman. Women fought for the right to vote. Women fought for the right to work, even though we still don't have equal pay. So how can I not try to do it all? How could I not try to be a mom and an awesome wife and an awesome career woman and a boss and a CEO when supposedly I have it so much easier than my ancestors? It's all relative, right? It's all relative. I think it's all relative. I'm trying to see it differently. I'm trying to stay positive. I hope that you are too. And I'm actually really excited to share all these things here on Love Su Haiti, here on Revolver Podcast. I believe that having these conversations, whether it's just me and the mic or me and a guest co-host or me and a guest, it really is important. It's not just important for women. It's important for men to understand what women go through. It's also important for us to just empower each other. And having these conversations, I feel, really help. So yeah, welcome to Love Su Haiti. Here on Revolver Podcast. I'm gonna end very soon, but I want to end with this quote by Joyce Brothers. The secret of having it all is loving it all. So that's what I'm trying to do in 2017. I'm trying to not wallow and just love it all. The ups, the downs, the stumbles, the cocotazos, the subarachnoid. No, I don't love the subarachnoid hemorrhages. No more of that, please, universe. Just everything. Loving it all. That's the secret of having it all. And I really, really love that. I want to leave you all with that. And I want to leave you all with my information. If you want to find me on social media, again, that is at Love Su Haiti. That's on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. And sometimes I snap. I love Snapchat because, again, I could be authentically myself. And sometimes I just snap me and the baby or me just like going to the grocery store or buying a bagel. Long Island bagels are the best. Or sometimes I even Snapchat me crying because I'm overwhelmed. So it's very real. If you want something to relate to, go to my Snapchat at Love Su Haiti. I also have Love Bites, which is a web series on lovesuhaiti.com. One of the webisodes that I had was me getting my MRI for the brain thing that I had back in December. Another one was also me going to my endocrinologist and crying onto the camera about how I'm so afraid that my health isn't going to get back on track, and I have, you know, I'm going to have another issue with my brain, and the brain is a very important organ, and it's very scary to have issues with your brain, whatever that is. And that I wouldn't be there for my baby boy, that I wouldn't see him grow up. So very raw, very honest, very me. So go to lovesweetie.com for all that and more. Yeah, I'm super excited. We're going to have guests. We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about career. We're going to talk about women. We're going to talk about celebrities. Yes, I hate Kim Kardashian. I don't hate Kim Kardashian. I hate what she stands for. But I don't knock her hustle. And I don't knock anybody's hustle. If it makes you happy, then do it. So you are listening to Love Su Haiti, first show here on Revolver Podcast, Love Su Haiti. Talk served raw, people. Come back for another episode every Wednesday here. Again, at Love Su Haiti everywhere. Email me, suhaiti@lovesuhaiti.com, or just go to my website, lovesuhaiti.com. I'm super excited for what's to come. I'm just so happy to be here with you, and I hope that you enjoy. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Show me some love, as I will try to show you all. Bye!
There have never been more options for your next vehicle, but the right choice has never been clearer. That's because Toyota has a high-performing hybrid built for your exact needs, like the stylish all-new Camry XSE Hybrid and Venza, the spacious Highlander and all-new Sienna with more cargo space, and the fuel-efficient and high-performing RAV4 Hybrid. Toyota hybrids save you time and money, filling up less often at the gas station. And of course, all with 10-year, 150,000-mile warranty on new models. Take the next step. Visit Toyota.com/hybrid or your local Toyota dealership to learn more.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah, I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.